If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Jess, I'm hoping I'm saying this right, Jess McIntosh, I think so, Director of Communications Outreach for the Hillary Clinton campaign. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks so much. You are doing very well, by the way, directing and communicating right now as
we
speak.
Thank you.
You are fantastic at this. You have outreached, and here we are. I have to talk to you in the wake of this Trump speech, because as we were saying and all the reviews are saying, it's the same old stuff, right? It's the same old trickle-down economics.
Yeah, I mean, he offered very few actual concrete proposals in his speech, as Donald Trump is wont to do, but those that he did seemed expressly designed to benefit his own family and wealthy families like his. We're talking about repealing the estate tax, which has long been sort of a Republican pipe dream, but they like to talk about how it might affect family farms. There are some 20 farms that would be affected by the estate tax. The people who are the real beneficiaries are those who are going to leave millions and billions of dollars to their children.
Right.
Which, of course, Donald Trump, if we can believe what he says about how much money he has, is expected to do.
Jess, it's hard. We were saying we can certainly understand how the ordinary person can relate to Donald Trump. His son, Barron, apparently uses caviar moisturizer. And so
I have heard that.
Yeah, he's just like you. Jess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I flatter myself
like
in that every night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually look 12 by working really heavy campaign hours.
You're going to look like a stem cell soon if you don't stop moisturizing. Jess, you might be also surprised to find that apparently the real unemployment rate is as high as 42%.
Mm.
Oh, right. Yes. And that 5% is just a hoax.
Right. This is a, let's just say, interesting campaign to run against someone that is not really employing
brain cells.
A fact and reality-based strategy. No, it is. It is difficult to run against it. And the thing that I am the most concerned about is complacency on the Democratic side. I think we see lots of polls coming out showing that Hillary got a well-deserved bump from the convention. I think she did a fantastic job bringing people up to tell her story and, sort of explain the reasons why she has been in public service for as long as she has in the face of some pretty serious adversity. And I think she's doing, look at what she and Tim Kaine have been doing for the last 3 days. They've been on a jobs tour.
Yep.
They've been swinging through battleground states, talking about investing in infrastructure and creating 10.3 million jobs in their first term. While Donald Trump has been engaged in an increasingly bizarre series of feuds with American citizens.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, my big sister is from Virginia, and she was like, oh, Tim Kaine, I just love him.
Isn't it amazing how people who know him the best just absolutely love him?
Yeah. By the way, the polls also are wrong, as you know.
Right.
They are also, I know Donald Trump said, the CNN poll has Hillary up by 10. He's CNN very dishonest. And then the Fox poll showed her up 10. So I don't. He's got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, as Martha and every single one of the Vandellas would say.
But I do want to make sure that people don't sit back and say we've got this in the
I know.
Because, we just don't. We're talking about Ohio and Florida and these battleground states that are, notoriously swingy, and a lot can happen in the next 91 days. Who's counting?
Did you say notoriously swingy? Is that what you said?
Swingy. They swing.
I understand what you mean, Jess. As I understand it, back in the real world, Secretary Clinton is actually proposing some actual plans. Let's talk about those. Tax credit plan. She was in at Mojave Electric out near here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, which has a really interesting apprenticeship program. So the thing that I like the most about her job plan is that it is really focused on a holistic way of putting all Americans to work and good work. She even has a plan for young people who aren't planning to go to college, which I think is just amazing. It's investing in apprenticeship programs. It's making sure community colleges are tuition free. It's tax credits to be entrepreneurs, to start your own small business, which I think a lot of younger Americans are thinking about doing. It's a different economy now than it was when I graduated 10 years ago, and certainly when my mother did.
Right.
And I think that Hillary actually recognizes that, and she learns so much from the young people that work on her campaign and that she meets on the road and that she has in her life, that she comes up with these plans that really address their realities.
Yeah.
Which is so refreshing compared to what's happening on the other side of the aisle. We're like, even under the best of circumstances, we are talking about people who have no concept on the average American economic reality. Right. And at the worst, we're talking about Donald Trump, who seems to have no hold on any.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, and teleprompter Don is not any more coherent, really, than
no.
off-the-cuff
I mean,
Don.
The best case scenario is he's spelling Republican talking points. Well, Republican economic talking points are disastrous for 99%
right.
of our economy. Like, Hillary is trying to make an economy that works for everybody, not just those at the top. And Trump, in the middle of this, is talking about suspending regulations on Wall Street.
Well, yeah. I mean, as we've said over and over, Jess, you know, the Republicans always say, oh, you know, let the states be our laboratories. Okay. They tried that in Kansas, mm-hmm. tried that in Louisiana. They've tried enacting all of these Republican fiscal policies, and it is an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah.
You know, meanwhile, out here in California, we've got rid of all the Republicans, and everything's going pretty much swimmingly.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys have it right in a lot of ways, weather being my favorite one.
Yeah. Even so, yesterday, he's in Detroit, of course. He's pointing to the dire right. economic situation in Detroit. He said it's a city controlled by Democratic politicians at every level. Of course, not true, as most things Donald Trump says. Michigan Governor
right.
Rick Snyder is a Republican.
Yeah.
Both chambers of the state legislature are controlled, of course, by Republicans.
Right.
Yes.
Democrats.
Yeah.
Right.
Wrong. Bad.
Right. Yes.
go
ahead.
I think we're gonna see. A lot more from him this week on this economic plan. This seems to be his attempt to reset and get back on track after a really disastrous few weeks.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that even as we see teleprompter Donald, we are still paying attention to what he says. You know, yesterday we saw he was going to announce something for childcare, and that was a really big deal that we hadn't heard anything about child care coming out of Donald Trump's mouth.
Right.
When then, sure enough, we get a little bit more into the plan, and it turns out he's just making sure that families who are, you know, paying $80,000 a year for child care can write off the totality of that expense.
Yeah.
You know, lower income families and middle income families can already get tax credits for child
yeah.
care. So all he was doing was making sure that it's a giveaway to the rich.
Well, as long as his friends don't have to cut back on their caviar
yeah,
moisturizer
exactly.
for their 7-year-olds, I think that's the important issue, don't you?
Right, right. Well, that's what I hear about at kitchen tables across America.
Right, right.
How do we keep our children in caviar?
Right. Are we going to have to use gold leaf in our toddler's moisturizer
yes.
instead of caviar? What kind of sort of okay?
He also tragic.
Look at the advisors that he put together on his economics team. Like this, he put his donors on his. This is a guy who literally based his candidacy on not being still bought and sold by anybody. He pretended
right.
he was self-funding the whole way, despite that the fact that that was not the case.
Yes.
He put out his economic advisor team. It has six guys named Steve on it
yes.
and no women.
Right.
Six guys
no women
named Steve.
And no human beings who are anything other than white.
Right.
And so you can tell right there exactly who he's looking to make sure the economy works for. And it is not all of us.
Right. Well,
I'm going to try to write off caviar moisturizer on my taxes.
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think you should try that.
Yeah.
By the way, Trump also said this thing that they keep saying over and over again. He will repeal the disastrous Obamacare, saving another 2 million American jobs, which, of course, that has been thoroughly debunked,
yeah.
this
right.
claim that it is somehow...
And it saved a lot
yes,
of lives.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the basic math, jobs. How we would get from 10% unemployment when Obama came in to under 5 now,
yeah.
would tend
yeah,
to suggest...
Not lost yes. jobs since Obamacare was implemented. That is just the facts. I know that goes against what they want, but that's where we're at.
Yeah,
so
we got to bring
way.
Back pre-existing conditions.
Right. I mean, if you just deny what the unemployment rate, and granted, nobody is saying 5% unemployment is okay. Like,
yeah.
Hillary Clinton has a plan to create 10.3 million jobs in her first term, and that has been scored by independent economists and found to be based on reality and fact.
Wow.
Wow.
Right.
What? I don't know
that?
If you read...
It's okay, but it's not 42.
I don't know if you read this in the Washington Post, Jennifer Rubin's piece, but he said even some of Donald Trump's most high-profile supporters don't believe the snake oil he's peddling on economics. In a rare moment of honesty,
true.
Newt Gingrich led on that Trump's tax and budget plans are nonsense. Did you hear this? Chris Wallace said asked whether Trump's plan to cut taxes $9.5 trillion over the next decade, most of it going to top earners, which will add $11.2 trillion to the debt with unspecified spending cuts, adds up. Gingrich said, of course not. And then he said, no politician's numbers add up. Hillary's do.
Right,
what, is this
right.
a new rule?
Like, they do, and that's not a new rule. That's not a rule. We don't have that rule. You actually have to have your numbers add up if you're going to propose something for the American economy.
Right.
I mean, that's why you saw independent analysts like you know, Moody's and Zandi saying that Donald Trump's plan, if it were implemented, would be disastrous for the economy. It would cause a recession. It would be the biggest deficit in history. I mean, what he is proposing is terrifying nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's probably not real, but my God, what if it is?
Jess, I wish you would stop evading the question. What is Hillary Clinton going to do about the 42% unemployment rate?
Right. I mean, it's like, you can't address a problem if you're unwilling to accept the facts around it. She has a plan to address unemployment.
Yeah.
She has a plan that is going to create more jobs in a president's first term than we have seen since World War II, with her investments in infrastructure and roads and bridges, and with
right.
her investments in worker training programs, in expanding small businesses. I mean, this is like a really comprehensive 100-day job plan that I urge anybody to go to her website and see all of the great details on. I love how wonky her candidate is.
Jess, are you saying that you did not know that Donald Trump also have an infrastructure plan that includes, I don't know, having a fund of some sort?
Yeah, some kind of fund.
That is not. I don't think he gets how government and Congress and all that works.
Well, why would he?
Oh, boring. I see. They'll just be a fund that people give to what?
Yeah, fund. People pay in. I don't know.
You mean like taxes? And then we have like some sort of elected representatives that might. Okay. wow. Well, you know what? God bless you, Jess, and running this campaign.
Invest in snake oil.
Okay.
Right.
It has 100% more snake than most snake oils. Yeah. Jess, can you please say your last name?
McIntosh.
Yeah, there she goes. Yes. Jess McIntosh, Director of Communications Outreach, who's directing and communicating fantastically. Jess, thanks so much.
Great talking to you.
All right. Come back anytime.
All right.
All right. There she goes.
See you.